Okay, at a request of one of the holy chavra to do Maseilas Yesharim, we're going to be learning now Maseilas Yesharim. We started Maseilas Yesharim last year, and I'm trying to finish the book this year. So we're up to already Perek Kaf Aleph. We may even be able to manage it in one time. Kine, mimah sheyo'il harbeh liknot chasidut. We've been discussing what do you need to do to acquire the level of being a chassid. Hu godel ha'istaklut v'rova ha'itbonanut. Ki kasher yarbeh adam litbonen al godel rov emuto yitbarach v'tachlit shleimuto v'rov ha'erchak ha'bolti meshu'ar bein gadluto v'bein shifluteinu yigrom lo sheyemale yir'a v'ra'adam milifanav. U'v'hitbonanu al rov chassadav imanu v'al godel ha'avato yitbarach liyisrael v'al kivat ha'yisharim elav u'ma'alot ha'torah v'mitzvot וכיוצא מן העיונים והלימודים, ודאי שצריך להט בו אהבה עזה ויבחר ויתאווה לדבק בה. כי ברצו שהשם יתברך הוא לנו לאב ממש ומרחם עלינו כאב הבנים, יתראה בו בהמשך החפץ תשוקה לגמול לו כבן על אביו. This point is a huge point. People think, mistakenly, that loving Hashem is something which either you have or you don't have. If you happen to be fortunate and you're the kind of person who gets excited, enthusiastic, good luck to you. And you have someone in your mind who's that kind of a guy who always gets excited and pumped about everything, you say, okay, well, he's lucky. And he wants to go and love Hashem. It was like very natural for him. For me, it's not my natural way that I'm all excited and enthusiastic, so then I'm kind of stuck. I'm not going to love Hashem. Comes along the Maseilas Yesharim and says, loving Hashem is something which you totally control. It's a question of a mindset, of focusing on what you have and focusing on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. There's an in-pipe and there's an out-pipe. And when you focus on the in-pipe, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you, and the out-pipe, what opportunities you have to do in the world, we'll elaborate on those two in a second, when you focus on those two, you develop within yourself a love of Hashem. So no one can ever come along and say, you're lucky that you have a more of a developed emotional world and you can love Hashem. I just don't have that. Everyone has potential for that. I do agree that there are some people who it's more easy for them, it's more natural for them, and emotions are more of an open world for them, and there are some people who for them emotions are not as open and it's a challenge to come, but the path is open for everybody. The concept of being able to develop a love of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is open for everybody. So I'm going to read it again freely in my own language. If a person wishes to acquire a level of closeness to Hashem which is beyond the standard, then it all depends on how much he looks and with which depth he looks. Now what does he look at? The more a person contemplates the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how far away he is right now from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a comparison which enables you to think humility, how great Hashem is, how all-powerful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and you contemplate that. What's the consequence of not contemplating that? Then the world is random. The world is hefker. Things just kind of happen. Let's say, chas v'shalom, that someone goes through something which is suffering. Something happens in their life, in their family, something happens to them. If they have this idea very, very clear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful, he can do everything in the world, they will have a natural sense of calmness. They may have questions. They may be disappointed that they had an idea how it was going to go some other way. But they'll have an innate calmness knowing that they're in the hands of someone good, all-powerful, who loves them and cares for them. When a person hasn't developed deeply his understanding of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and does good with us, then when something doesn't go his way exactly, his whole world falls apart. His emotional stability falls apart. He has questions not just on, I wish it would have been different, but it must be for the best. He has questions on, does that mean that Hashem doesn't love me? And does that mean that I shouldn't keep doing what I'm doing? What did I do wrong? Why is Hashem punishing me? And his whole world starts falling apart because he hasn't contemplated the goodness and the love of Hashem. If he would be recognizing the impact more and more and more, how much of this Baruch Hu loves him, then when things go wrong, he'll say, I don't understand everything Hashem does, but I know that I don't understand everything Hashem does. I quoted once before, but it's worth quoting again. There was someone who was suffering in a particular way, and he had questions of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing all that he was doing to him, and he went to visit the Kotzke Rebbe. And the Kotzke Rebbe says to him, let's learn some Gemara. They open a Gemara, and they learn a Tosfos. And they're on the Tosfos, and Tosfos asked a question. And he said, do you understand the answer that he gives? So he says, I don't understand the answer of Tosfos. So he says, so it must be it's wrong. Kotzkarev says to the guy, so it must be it's wrong. He says, no. Rabbi, let's be humble. Just because I didn't understand the answer of the Tosfos doesn't mean it's wrong. He knew what he was saying. No, I just don't understand it. Kotzkarev says to him, so if Tosfos could know something you don't understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also could know something that you don't understand. Meaning for him it was obvious, because Tosfos was close to him. So it was obvious that there's something beyond his understanding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'd limited. He'd made HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his understanding. Meaning you see from that story that when a person has issues with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because he doesn't recognize how great Hashem is. He hasn't contemplated the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tosfos, because he's learned Tosfos, he's contemplated how great Tosfos is. So with Tosfos, he was able to say, Tosfos is so great. If I don't understand him, it's a problem in me. But Tosfos understands. I understand that I don't understand everything he understands. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's not so great. I obviously can understand Hashem. He's limited within my ability to contemplate. Hashem's so small that obviously I can understand Hashem. So if Hashem's doing something that I don't understand, then there's a problem. There's an issue. Something's wrong with Hashem. Go ask the rabbi, what's wrong with Hashem? No. If Tosfos could write something you can understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly could go beyond and ask them to understand. So therefore, the benefit that a person has of contemplating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he'll live in a real world. He'll live in Hashem's world. What's not a real world? When a person's full of sveikas. That's the world of Amalek. Full of suffix. Everything is unclear. There's no Hashem. Is there Hashem? Why is it happening? What's it happening for? Whole world of doubt. The reason he feels unsettled is because he's not with Hashem. If you're in Hashem's world, you're comfortable. You're calm. You're with Hashem. You're alive. If you're close to Hashem, you're alive. You're able to be alive in the world. When a person doesn't feel close to Hashem because he doesn't recognize how great Hashem is, he hasn't contemplated the godless Hashem, then his whole world is shaken, he's unsure, he's unsettled, and he's confused, and he's... Because you're not in the real world, you don't know Hashem's world. Loud.
About that point, then, how to pour out the people on their emotional person. To be that, some people think that,
I want to respond to that. It's a very, very important point. People have a natural natia, a natural inclination, one way or another way. Some people, their natural way is more intellectual. And therefore, naturally for them, learning bi'iyun will be something that will bring out their connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu more smoothly. Some people, their natural way is more emotional. And therefore, for them, a Shabbos meal and learning Hasidic orientated Svarim, Avodat Hashem Svarim, that will naturally make them feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person should go with his natural natiyah. Ein adam lo met Torah ela bevakom shelibo chafetz. You learn specifically in the place where your heart desires. However, that does not mean that he's exempt from the other side. And it does mean that a person still has to develop the other side and put a focus on the side. Not that he has to stop his side. His way will always be his highway, his main way. But he has to be aware, if that's not as natural to me, I have to be very sure that I'm not going to let that slack. Like, lahabda, what's it like? It's like someone who has diabetes. So because he knows that his sugar level is not always in check, he says he has to make sure that he's keeping that level very well. You know, like, he won't have an issue with eating the things that he's able to eat. He likes eating them, he'll eat them well, but the area which has an issue. So some people, naturally, intellectual way is good for them. But they have to be careful, because if they let the Avodat Hashem side of them slack, it could just trophy. It could go to waste. And therefore they have to make sure they're keeping it in check and they're still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the emotions as well. And there are some mitzvahs which are primarily emotions. And that's the main area which we can fulfill it with. And on the other hand, there are some people who are very into the emotional aspects of Avodat Hashem, and that's very good, they have that in their path. But that doesn't mean they're exempt from the other side. And they have to keep it in check and make sure they're still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the seichel point of view. So you have more of a natural inclination, and the goal is to build both. In fact, it's an interesting thing that Ali Shor points out, that when it speaks about the mitzvah of kibud av ve'em, which, who comes first, the mother or the father? Kabed et avicha ve'et emecha. When it speaks about the mitzvah of fearing parents, who comes first? Imo v'aviv tiro. Right? So why by honoring does the father come first and by fearing the mother come first? So he says this point. He says that naturally a person fears his father more than his mother. And naturally a person will honor his mother more than his father. Not every home is the same. But a father often represents more discipline, and a mother often represents more caring and love and basic needs being provided. And therefore, honoring a person will give to the one who provides for him. He'll naturally honor his mother more. So the Torah says, don't go with that alone. And the Torah writes specifically, honor your father, even though it's not naturally as natural to you, because that side is going to be weaker by you, so you have to make a point of emphasizing it. When it comes to fear, a person will naturally fear his father more, because the father often represents discipline. Therefore, the Torah there puts the mother first, to emphasize that. So you do have a natural place, you should go with your natural place, but never, ever, ever at the expense of saying, oh, this is my way, that way is not my way. You have to be building the other side and emphasizing it to the point where you're not letting it go. So he spoke both about the in-pipe and the out-pipe. The in-pipe was, when you're contemplating Hashem, and you wish to feel close to Hashem, you take out a journal, take out a log, take out a diary, and you're writing. What do you write? Right? When you're supposed to contemplate Hashem, what do you think? There's two sections you should have. And if you wish to make a project for the next 4 weeks, 5 weeks, this will be a very healthy project that will increase your love of Hashem. Directly, if you say, I don't feel love of Hashem, you want to path how to do it, I'm giving now a very clear, tried and tested way of how to do it. Take an A4 page every day and divide it into two. Half of the A4 page, you write out a list, or if you can, a more free-flowing paragraph of the benefit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. It could be very technical as well, that's fine. But if you're more expressive, it helps more. Of all the benefits that Hashem has given you, it could be personal things, like clothing that you have. It could be more deep things, like traits that you have. It could be very broad things, like the era that you live in. Anything goes. You can do it every day, so you can vary. You can have different times, different things. That's the first half of the page. And the second half of the page is the out part. That was the in part. All the good that you have, that Hashem has given you, that others give you, that you feel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first half, the in-pipe. The second half of the page, this A4 page that we're writing, is the out-pipe. That's the what good do I do in the world? And no room for humility here, and no room for arrogance. Don't be overly humble and say, I don't do anything good. This is not true. Be honest. Don't be overly arrogant and say, you want to know what I do? Okay, and then you make up all these things. Or even you would say true things, but you attribute them like to your Giver. No, just be honest. Not humble, overly humble, not arrogant, overly arrogant. Just be very straightforward and honest. I'm Zocha, I merit every day too. I daven, I put on tefillin, I have kavanah in certain areas, I help people, I'm a good friend. All the good things that you have and the good things that you do with the traits that you have. And that's paralleled in the phrase here. V'hit bonu no, al rov chasadav imanu. When you contemplate the great kindness that Hashem does with us, which expresses godel ahavato yitbarach li Yisrael, which expresses how much Hashem loves us, how great His love is for us through those things, and the closeness that Hashem has to people who are honest and notice these things, pay attention to them, be mindful, pay attention to all the kindness Hashem does to you. And then you also pay attention to the opportunities that we have of learning Torah, of doing mitzvot. Note those down. That's the second half of the page. Note them down. See how you are learning Torah. Recognize its greatness. Notice that you're doing mitzvot. Appreciate its wonderfulness. If you do that, it is certain, you do it properly. I mean, you just think, you contemplate, you write it out, every day you do this for 30, 40 days, you will sense tangibly, palatably, you will sense the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu increasing. You'll notice how much Hashem loves you. You'll notice how full of joy you are in the good that you're doing in the world. What opportunities you have, you'll be grateful and thankful for the good that you're doing in the world. A person is not contemplating these things, and what's he doing? He's doing habit. He's doing social expectancy. What people expect him to do, he does. And of course he's not feeling love of Hashem, because he's just doing what's expected. He's doing what he's become habituated towards. But a person is alive in his avodat Hashem. He's sensing Hashem's love for him. He's sensing how what he's doing is making a difference. He feels he's valuable. He's making a difference in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Vadai shetit lahetbo. will be on fire for him. He'll be inspired. Ta'ava azam. And he will choose, and he will feel desire to attach to Hashem, meaning it's a spiral. Once you start noticing it, you want more, and you want more, and you want more, you become addicted on Hashem. You feel the love for Hashem more, you feel the gratitude to Hashem more, you want to do more mitzvah to Hashem. When you do more mitzvah to Hashem, you feel Hashem's love for you even more. When you feel Hashem's love even more, you feel more obligated to Him, you want to do more mitzvah, that just grows and grows, and it just becomes overwhelmingly desire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It builds. Ki b'ra'oto Hashem yitbarach. When you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, He acts as a father with love, that will cause Him to awaken even more than Himself, as He continues, to repay Hashem. That is, you're creating a spiral. If a person's not thinking, then he's not in a spiral. He may not be in a spiral either way, he may be on a downhill, but he's definitely not on an upward spiral. You can activate the spiral. You can start it going by doing this act, what we just described. We've given very, by the way, you're all in trouble now. Because if you didn't do this until now, so you could say, I never heard the idea. You know, why weren't you close to Hashem? When you said the pasuk, v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, you didn't have kavana so much, then you could say, okay, I didn't know how to do it. But how, I can control an emotion? Is that a concept that you can make emotions happen? Until now you could get away with it, but now you can't. Now that you've read Mitzvah Sharon, and you've seen a very clear guideline of how to develop Ahavtat Hashem Elokecha, you can't say, I just didn't feel it. You can't say that. Because it doesn't, you don't just feel it. You don't. It's not how it works. It's not something, it's something you have to activate. It's a mitzvah for you to activate it. Ahavtat Hashem Elokecha. And you will activate the love that you feel for Hashem. And you do it through the contemplation, says Mesir Tishon. And you can activate that. The in-pipe and the out-pipe. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you, what good things you do in the world, that will build and build and build your Hashem. And as long as you stay on it, as long as you keep it going, your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu will increase day after day, year after year. You won't necessarily notice it on a day-to-day basis, but you definitely will notice it on a period-to-period. I don't know how long a period is. But you'll notice from a period-to-period basis, like after a given time, you'll look back and you say, wow, I'm close to Hashem. Wow, I feel close to Hashem. I don't know how to give it time. Different for different people. Some people it's very natural, some people it's very hard. But there certainly will be periods where you'll say, I've taken a step up. I can see a difference now to what I was until now. Huh? 7:10? Do one more line because it's extremely pertinent to our time. Vihine, whoever asked me to say Mitzvah Shalom today was for this line. Vihine, leze tzarich ha'adam sheyit boded v'chaderav. And for this reason, a person has to go into isolation, quarantine. That's the word we use, litbodet. That's the exact word. And therefore, a person has to go into quarantine in their room by themselves. V'kbot kol mado, and put all of his mind, utzivunato, and his depth of thinking. Ela histaklut v'la'iyun, into looking at this matter in depth. But the very ma'amitihim ha'ele, because his matters are so true. And then he goes on to say how, also by saying Tehillim, if you contemplate Tehillim and you pick up the emotional connection that David HaMelech has with Hashem, you can model it. Greatness comes through modeling. You see people who are successful. You see how they're successful. And then you apply it in your own way, in your own area, but you'd like learn this, the formula of success. David HaMelech was successful in Kirvas Hashem. You see someone, you model them, you read his words, you try and feel what he was feeling. That's the way to do it. So if anybody here or listening finds themselves in a state of needing to be alone in a room, what do you do with all that free time? So everyone's like taking out games and playing games, but you're supposed to l'chadchila do it. You're supposed to be finding time for this. Of l'itvodet. It's a gift from Hashem. In order for you to do this exercise of contemplating the in-pipe, contemplating the out-pipe, and you will say, halavai will go into quarantine more often. I need it. I need at least 2-3 times a year to go into it, to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you.